please recite it?
Yes.
Everyone, let's listen to Ma'soum.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم.
How did you, why did you extend the word أزواجهم? There's no mad. Only two counts. وأزواجهم وذرياتهم. Okay. Wait. جنات عدن يدخلونها نون with شدة. And also the letter ميم with شدة. Whenever نون or ميم carry a شدة, any of this carries a شدة, you have to produce a nasal sound and also an extension for two beats. Next one. عدنين يدخلونها. حسن, how do you say this? عدنين يدخلونها.
عدني.
عدني يدخلونها. Good job. عدني يدخلونها. ومن صالح. ومن صالح. What? ومن صالح. How do you say that? ومن صالح. أحسنتم. ومن صالح. Hide the sound. من آبائهم. Mad. You have to extend. This is wajib, right? آباء. The mad and harful mad, both are in the same word. وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ. Why did you stop here? Hassan, is he allowed to make a pause here?
We have a sign on the top of ذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ. Mm-hmm. It's called Sila.
Sila.
Which says it's better to continue.
Better to continue, but?
But you can make a pause.
Ah, so he was allowed to make a pause. Better to connect, but you are allowed. Okay, move on.
وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ. والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب.
أحسنتم. The word الملائكة has got a mad. It's wajib, right?
والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب.
You echo the sound of the letter ba at the end. Because you stop there, so متحرك ba changes to a ساكن ba. Ba bin, it becomes bab. Min kulli, min kulli. So, thank you, Ma'soum. Hassan, would you recite the next ayah, please?
Yes.
Salamun alaykum, inshallah. Bima sabartum. Fani'ma uqbad dar. Everyone, listen.
سلام عليكم بما صبرتم.
Wait. I made you make a mistake. You made a mistake. What was it?
It was about سلام عليكم.
Ah, the إخفاء with the letter ميم.
Yes.
سلام عليكم بما صبرتم. Read it.
سلام عليكم بما صبرتم.
أحسنتم. So, were you yourself allowed to make a pause here?
Yes.
How?
We have a small jim on the top of صبرتم.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
It says it's better to stop.
Better to stop?
Allows us to make a pause.
It allows you to make a pause here, yeah? If you wanted to make a pause somewhere, so this station tells you, hey, come park here. Okay?
Yes.
You can stop. Okay, move on. فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ. Make sure you pronounce the قَلْقَلَ sound here.
Yes.
Everyone listen to him.
فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ.
دَارُ. أَحْسَنْتُمْ. Nice تَفْخِيمُ الرَّوَى at the end. Alright, I will recite these two verses. Make sure you listen and repeat after me. Ready, everyone? Ready?
Yes.
I didn't get a yes. Ready?
Yes.
Let's go. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم.
جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم
وأزواجهم وذرياتهم
ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم
والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب سلام عليكم بما صبرتم
سلام عليكم بما صبرتم
سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقب الدار
سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقب الدار
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Thank you so much, mashallah, to everyone. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, thank you so much for being with us till the end of this session. That's it from us for today. See you inshallah in the next session. Stay with Arab English Radio every day. Inshallah, we'll be here with you. Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir and Masum, thank you so much for being with us. See you next time. That's it. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
موعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Cause you mean everything. Hear you talking when you're sleeping. Reality, know you're going through hardship. And I know that you're scared, but you don't need to worry. Cause Allah is there. Ooh, oh, I will never let you go. You're my heart, my life, my soul. And the choices that we make, we gotta make our own. Gonna stand on our feet. Take this direction when we take on the world.
hardship comes ease.
Have a good time. This is Iran Radio, and here are some interesting facts about Islam. The Islamic world produced the first skilled, specially trained pharmacists who made their own medicines and worked closely with medical doctors and physicians. A 13th century Islamic writer described the circulation of blood inside the human body some 400 years before this was discovered in Europe. One famous hadith Islamic saying is, "Allah is beautiful and loves beauty." Beauty has always been, therefore, very important to Muslims and develops in the virtual arts such as architecture, calligraphy, painting, textile, metalwork, and ceramists were encouraged. Greetings once again, dear listeners, and thank you very much for listening to Iran Radio, coming to you from Tehran, the capital of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Let's take a quick look at what's coming up next on today's broadcast. We begin with A to Z of Life. After that, we present a specially selected edition of Radio Productions. Then stay tuned for Foresight, hosted by Sayyid Shahriyar Naqvi. This enlightening program features prominent English-speaking scholars from across the Islamic world, focusing on the practical dimensions of worship and servitude to Allah, all within the context of modern-day challenges. It's an invitation to explore the intersection of faith and real-life responsibility. And finally, we bring you Ulama's speech. Coming up next, A to Z of Life. Stay with us. There is much to discover.
This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, generous in everything. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on Arab English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And okay, so generous in everything. So what do I mean by that? So this is, in a sense, being generous over and above what maybe we do just in our normal day-to-day lives. And obviously, how can we be generous? So obviously, we can be generous by giving money. We can be generous by donating things. We can be generous, especially with our time. Maybe we can even be generous with our patience and compassion. Maybe that's a different way of looking at it. But look, what I'm especially going to be talking about is this idea that we... Generosity, also it's sort of said to us that this is how we should behave. We should be generous to such an extent that we give of what is of the most valuable, that has the most worth to us, that we're generous even with that and are prepared to even give that away, to even sacrifice that. And obviously this is something that's commanded to us in the Quran as well. And look, obviously, for sure, I would say that probably all of us, inshallah, are generous in some way, in that we maybe give money to the poor, we donate things, we try to help friends or family. But there is a sort of level of generosity where it progressively becomes more difficult. So I'm talking about people who maybe even donate part of their salary or even all their salary to others. Maybe people who, let's say, almost even offer their spacious home to others, and they then take a much smaller home in return. So I'll try and explain this a little bit better. Welcome back to A to Z here on Iron Bridge Radio. And obviously I'm talking about generosity. And even if I've already mentioned before, I'll just mention one of the martyrs from the Hall of Defence, Shahid Abbas Babai, who, for example, he was positioned in the south-west of Iran, with the other pilots, and he and his wife, and I think they had two children, maybe the third on the way, but they had a spacious house was allocated to them. And then he met a different pilot at their base there, who had a larger family and a very tiny cramped apartment he was given. So he basically gave his keys to the other pilot. And obviously, so this is the sort of level of generosity I'm talking about. And yeah, this is obviously these are our martyrs who behave like this. And there's also an example from one of our martyrs of service, of national service, former president of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Shahid Raisi, who, while he was alongside his duties, he was also teaching in one of the Islamic seminaries, and he refused to take money for that, and he requested that his salary be given to the needy students of the seminary. So obviously, this is, so what do we, how do we take this on board? What can we ourselves do with this? Can we sort of learn from this ourselves? So obviously, maybe we need to sort of ask ourselves, so what have we done? How much further can we go in our generosity? And obviously, I know of people who, when it comes to donating to the poor, they do donate from the best that they have. So, and again, this is something I've mentioned before. So I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on Iron Bridge Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
It guides us through life. It has taught us everything. We should learn and appreciate what it gives us. And try to apply them to our daily lives. How is it possible? By means of Quran.
این خوندن قرآن و تلاوت قرآن قدم اول است برادران من این قدم آخر نیست
Reading and recitation of the Quran is the first step brothers not the last one
هو الذی ارسل رسوله بالهدى ودین
It is he who has sent his apostle with the guidance and the religion of truth that he may make it prevail over all religions though the polytheists should be averse.
تلاوت قرآن با صوت خوش با آداب که شیوه خاصی دارد موسیقی خاصی دارد روش خاصی دارد
Recitation of the Quran in nice tones should be performed according to particular methods and tones. But it's not enough.
مشکل بزرگ مسلمانان دنیا دوری از قرآن. دوری از قرآن.
Muslims' major problem is losing touch with the Quran. Quran. Quran.
Throughout history, mosques have always been serene havens for Muslim worshippers. Magnificent buildings have developed significantly during the years, and their unique and one-of-a-kind architecture has fascinated people throughout history. Iran is adorned with glorious mosques that invite you to a divine feast of colors, each reflecting the genius of their architect and the amount of skill and proficiency that goes into each and every detail. In Tehran, mosques are found on nearly every street corner, making it easy for Muslims to attend the daily prayers. The Imam Khomeini Mosque, located right inside the Tehran Bazaar, is one of the oldest structures in the city, dating back to the early 18th century. People in different parts of the bazaar have easy access to the courtyard, and so many retreat to this calm shelter for their daily prayers. Inside the mosque, one is spellbound by the amount of color that has gone into the intricate tiles decorating all the arches and niches. The elaborate geometric designs that adorn the walls and ceilings are also something to reflect on.
The architecture of mosques in the country vary from one region to another, depending on culture, heritage, and the resources available. Now, these buildings are different from each other in terms of color, the various symbolic patterns, and the different styles of tile work. But there are a few common elements that most of these mosques share with each other.
One of the common features of every mosque is the mihrab, a niche in the wall that indicates the direction towards which Muslims pray. Although the mihrab varies in size, they all have intricate arabesque and calligraphic designs made by joining numerous cut glazed tiles.
Beautiful pools have always been an inseparable part of the mosque because water is known for its purity, brightness, and transparency. Water has always been associated with the divine and also known as a purifying element.
The history of tile work in Iran goes back to the prehistoric period, but it was in the Islamic era that this unique art flourished and became the most important decorative feature of religious buildings. For Muslims, these floral patterns in distinctive colors, especially turquoise, deep blues, and rich reds, represent the infinite and convey a sense of spirituality.
Dignified, magnificent, and impressive. The architecture of the mosques in Tehran reflects creativity and beauty. Every tiny little detail creating an atmosphere of holiness and spirituality.
Apart from the floral designs, exceptional calligraphy works are also displayed on these tiles. Calligraphy is closely linked to geometry because the proportions of the letters are all governed by mathematics. Most mosques have some type of surface inscription, which might be a verse from the Quran, lines of poetry, or names and dates. Sometimes a single word, such as Allah or Muhammad, are repeated and arranged into patterns over the entire surface of the walls. The two other common features in most mosques are the minarets and domes. Minarets are tall towers that not only provide a visual focal point, but are also used for the call to prayer. Domes are also one of the signature forms in Islamic architecture, symbolically representing the vault of heaven.
One of the well-known mosques in Tehran's Chariati Street is Husseiniyeh Ershad, which was built half a century ago. This mosque is well-known for all the political and historical events that happened here during the course of the years.
Our way of living changed changes as the years go by, but some things in life stay the same. People come, people go, but they remain standing. The architecture of the mosques in Iran is part of eternity, echoing the glorious image of God in its every detail and corner. Hoda Lezgi for Iran.
Suffering within, this is the love has dyed me in blood. Not that I'm wise, neither mad. Your love caused me overjoy, took my heart and made fond of it. Desire. Come and see what love has done to me. Come and see what love has done to me. Got me deeply involved in despair. Come and see what love has done to me. Come and suffering wants from top to toe. In the hands of beloved, I write in woe. Come and see what love has done to me. Come and see what love has done to me. Got me deeply involved in this.
يا أول كل شيء وآخر يا إله.
There should be no question that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi was just waiting for the right moment to make this a global movement of the people.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Foresight and I'm your host Mehdi. Please stay with us.
كل شيء وسان يا خالق كل شيء.
Today's tip: how practical our servitude must be to Allah the Almighty.
Thank you.
Dear friends, this is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about how practical our servitude must be to the Almighty Allah. You know, we have these various forms of worship. We have these various forms of ubudiyya, of the worship and the servitude and the obedience to the Almighty Allah. And all of this worship should lead to some practical changes in our lives. Of course, when one is engaged in ubudiyya, when one is engaged in worship, in the remembrance of the Almighty Allah, in the worship of the Almighty Allah, in the servitude of the Almighty Allah, in the obedience to the Almighty Allah, when one is engaged in the prayers and in the fasting, and as we said, the remembrance of the Almighty Allah, all in all, this ubudiyya, it moves us towards certain practical things. Now, those practical things usually are manifested in the way that we interact, or, for example, we could say, in the way that we behave with the different dimensions of the things that we are surrounded by. So when it comes to the moral and ethical akhlaq teachings, we find that every human being has four major relationships that they have. One is the relationship of the human being with their creator, the Almighty Allah. Then there is the relationship between a human being and their own self. Then there is the relationship between a human being with other human beings. And finally, there is the relationship between a human being and their environment. Now, this ubudiyya, in its overall and general and all-encompassing sense, what this does is that it balances and it brings peace and harmony to these different relationships that a human being, an individual, has on these four levels. So we kind of want to focus on one of those four, and that is the relationship that a human being has with other human beings. Now, this is probably one of the more common and prevalent relationships that we have. We're constantly surrounded by other people in society. And so based upon the things that we learn from the ubudiyya to the Almighty Allah, the worship and servitude and obedience to Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, we should be able to fix and balance our relationship with other human beings along those lines.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
There should be no question that we have got a responsibility. There should be no question that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi was just waiting for the right moment to make this a global movement of the people, but otherwise had started a lot earlier than that. Amir al-Mu'mineen has said, كُلِّ الظَّالِمِ خَصْمًا وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ عَوْنًا. You should be the enemy of anyone who oppresses, and you should side with whoever is oppressed. If we want to be technical here, and Imam Khomeini is very technical, as he is one of the top mujtahideen that we have had throughout history, that statement is mutlaq, they say. It is unconditional. It does not say, لكل الظالم خصما إن كان المظلوم شيعيا. It doesn't say be the enemy of the oppressor if that oppressor is oppressing a Shia. It doesn't even have in kana musliman. When he sent Malik al-Ashtar to Egypt, which had many non-Muslims still, and still today has non-Muslims, you can see. The Imam told him, they're either your brothers in faith, and he didn't distinguish between Muslims in that way. They're either your brothers in faith. He's not told, when you go there, these guys, by the way, are not Shia. So treat them differently. No, he says, they're either a brother in faith to you, or they're a brother in humanity. If they require your help, and if you're going there as a governor, they do need your help. You have got to provide for them. And you saw the amount of oppression that you see in the occupied lands, brothers and sisters, since before 1948, that day of Nakba, that the Zionist entity was established illegitimately. Even before then, the killings, the assassinations, the forced movements, moving out of their homes, and their cities and their villages had begun. In the prisons of the Zionist regime, God knows what happens. Some of these people who've lived through it, some of the ones who have lived through it, explaining how they were treated. It's difficult to imagine, brothers and sisters, sometimes we're living our comfortable lives and we don't realize how difficult the circumstances that people are in, and it's not really appropriate. We've got to try to, when we hear that, it should really shake us. I don't know if it really shook us when we saw those images, we heard the explanation. That statement of Amir al-Mu'mineen that says, if a believer hears jewels taken, anklets taken from the foot of a Jewish woman, if they die out of the sadness and sorrow, I would not blame them. It's worthy. That means that that's how you should feel when you hear that form of oppression. That's not even killing. That's not even torture. That's not even killing a man's son right before his eyes. It's not even killing his daughter, his wife, or a mother standing there and her child getting killed right before her eyes. When we hear that, wherever it is in the world, it should be something that hurts us.
Mother, don't cry for me, I'm heading off to war. God Almighty is my armor and sword. Palestine, forever Palestine. Children stones in the sky, they say to their parents, don't worry, God is on our side. Palestine, forever Palestine. Mother, don't worry when they come for us at night. Surely they'll be sorry when God puts them right. Tell me why they do it, what was done to them. Don't they know that God is with the oppressed and needy? He perished while the nations that rule through tyranny. Palestine, forever Palestine.
Welcome back, dear friends. So we are humbly talking about how practical our servitude must be to the Almighty Allah. Now, you know, we don't want to leave worship as something that takes us to the corner of the masjid, the corner of the mosque, or that, you know, we don't want our ubudiyya to lead us to isolating ourselves, secluding ourselves, leading a monastic life. The religion of Islam and the pure Muhammadan Islam and the teachings of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, as well as the infallible and immaculate Imams alayhim assalam, the 12 Imams, they teach us that as a human being we must be within society and have interactions in society, and we must be amongst the people. It's interesting that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, he was among the people, and even the Holy Quran says that you should be grateful and you are blessed that you have a messenger who has come from among you. And so this isolationist type of point of view is against Islamic teachings. Now, when it comes to the present day, at the forefront we have the issue of Palestine. So it is, a very long time now, close to 2 years, where the people of Palestine have constantly been under bombardment. Their homes are constantly being destroyed. You know, according to certain numbers, well over, 80% of the Gaza Strip has, you know, its infrastructure or its residential areas have been destroyed. You know, according to some numbers released, you know, almost 680,000 people have most probably been killed. These are, you know, new estimates that are coming out. Previously, you know, halfway, you know, at the 1 year mark or so, estimates were at 300,000 people that have been killed. Now the estimates after 2 years is about 680,000 killed. There is a huge duty that a human being has towards another human being. One of those duties is to help them, to protect them, to support them, to give them aid, to save them from this criminal activities and these crimes and this genocide, really, that is occurring against them. This is what our ubudiyya practically teaches us, at least in the dimension of our relationship as a human being with other human beings. And our ubudiyya leads us to help each other because it is one of the principles that Islam puts forth. The worship of the Almighty Allah without concern for the other creations of the Almighty Allah is no ubudiyya at all. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Foresight. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah. Yes.
with you. What about you? IRIB English Radio.
علم فقه از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فقه or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked.
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example.
Self-purification is the most significant factor.
Imamat yek asl zinda ast dar tarikh Islam.
Imamat is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Qaraati. Please stay tuned.
یوم دین هنچه دین معانی مختلف داره هر کسی هر رای داره دینشه ولذا خدا به کافران میگه لکم دینکم.
What does یوم دین mean? Deen has various meanings. Everyone has a path which is their deen or way. Thus God says to the disbelievers, lakum dinakum, to you is your way and religion, meaning your path is your own. So deen is the path of each individual. We essentially have no person without a deen or way. After all, what food you eat, what clothes you wear, who you befriend, what you say, how you think, everyone has their path. But we have the true path or deen al-haq and the false path or deen al-batil. Meaning everyone is on a road, but is it the straight road or a deviant one? لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ said to the disbelievers. It means your way.
خود قرآن یوم الدین معنا کرده. میگه یسألونه که ایان یوم الدین.
However, the whole Quran itself explains یوم الدین. In Surah Dhariyat, Ayah 12, it says, they ask you, when is the day of judgment? Then it says, then what will make you realize what the day of judgment is? The day of judgment is a day when no one will be of any avail to another. And on that day, all command is entirely Allah's. So God is the master of the day of judgment. And in your prayer, Salat, we must remember the hereafter. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short Farsi speech by Hujjatul Islam Qaraati. To find out more about this program and our other programs, please log on to our website, iranradio.ir. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
Greetings from Iran Radio. Here's a quick look at what's still ahead on your favorite station, thoughtfully curated to keep you informed, inspired, and connected. We begin with news. Right after the news, we invite you to listen to Spring of Truth. Next, enjoy a fresh edition of Radio Productions. Then stay tuned for Leader's Speech. Coming up next, news this hour. Stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.
the U.S. plans another multi-billion dollar weapons sale to Israel as Washington continues arming the regime despite mounting international outcry. Portugal says it plans to recognize the state of Palestine as the global recognition of Palestine gathers momentum ahead of the UNGA summit in New York. Bahman Rai, and this is news from Tehran, Iran. Dozens more Palestinians are killed in fresh Israeli strikes across Gaza as the Israeli military pushes ahead with its genocidal campaign in the besieged territory. Some 40 civilians have been killed in relentless Israeli bombardments across Gaza since Saturday dawn. Two children were killed after the regime attacked a school turned shelter in Gaza City. A woman was killed and many others wounded following an Israeli drone strike on the city's Sabra neighborhood. The barely functioning hospitals in Gaza say they are overwhelmed by the mass influx of dead and wounded and to the blockade of basic medical aid. Meanwhile, a 9-year-old child died from severe malnutrition, raising the number of kids starving to death in recent weeks to 147. Over 65,000 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli attacks since October 2023. Earlier we were joined by our correspondent in Gaza who said the Israeli regime is targeting the city's high-rise buildings in order to force people to evacuate and leave the entire area.
As you mentioned,